Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullen Bynne. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Devlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullen Bynne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen Bynne hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps takes first base on ball 4. Gutteridge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gutteridge moves to third. Epps moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Epps scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Jim Devlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christman. The throw from Devlin and he is safe. Christman steals second. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Devlin for a passed ball. Christman moves to third. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter takes first base on ball 4. Hayworth moves to second. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Kleiman's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. Christman scores. Hayworth moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Browns. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Devlin and he is safe. Gutteridge steals second. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Epps hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayworth scores. Gutteridge scores. It's 5-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Epps. The throw from Devlin and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Gleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Rocco moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5. And the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Paul O'Day pinch hits for Jim Devlin. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Seary moves to second. It's 5-1, Browns. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kleiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Siski now catching. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Siski and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Potter. Peters moves to third. Heath moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Epps hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Grant pinch hits for Ed Gleiman. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siri moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Namick now pitching. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-3 in the game. Rocco strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Potter strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Siri hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 0-for-1 in the game. Siski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Epps hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett pinch hits for Mike Namick. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-4 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.